Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this is the last installment, this last opportunity that we have to really look at the book, the letter of Hebrews, that last letter of those written by St. Paul that we have in Holy Scripture, in the New Testament. And at the very end of it here, it's just like many of the other letters which St. Paul has, or many of the other writers of the letters which we have in Scripture, having said what they intended to say, oh, but there's so much more I wanted to say, so here, do this, do this, do this, make sure you don't do that. Here's an exhortation, maintain hope because of this. That's what we see here in this reading. You can go over it even more if you want. It's chapter 13, 1 through 8. That was our reading for today. And you can meditate on each one of those points that he brings up here at the end and why it is that we should have hope that Christ is going to take care of us. But I just want to dwell on that one point. That one point, because I think it is important for us here in Vaughan to take note of it. It says here, do you not know, or do not neglect hospitality, for through it, some have unknowingly entertained angels. How often and throughout the whole of the Holy Scriptures do we see this actually lived out? We see it in the life of all the patriarchs. Abraham, when he was there, and the three men came, who we know to be a theophany, an actual appearance of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in those three men who told him about the miraculous birth of his son. Or we see in the life of him earlier, when those two angels came and visited him when Lot was there in Sodom and Gomorrah, letting them know that they could get out before the city was destroyed. Or the many other times throughout Scripture which angels came and appeared to people suddenly. We think of those things as things that are far from us. That's why God talked to people in times of old. But today, he doesn't do that. No, we're living in the time of the New Testament. We don't have less graces poured out on us now, but rather, because of the coming of Christ, we have more. So if these are things that were happening all the time in the Old Covenant, how much more now? One thing that we know is that each and every one of us has our own guardian angels. Do you speak to them? Do you have a relationship with your guardian angel? In addition to that, we know that everywhere that the Eucharist is celebrated, there are angels that attend the Eucharist. So that when a Eucharistic minister goes out and brings the Eucharist to somebody who is in need, there is an angel who is accompanying the Eucharist there. Because our Lord is never alone. Each and every time each one of us leaves Holy Mass, the Eucharist is still physically body, blood, soul, and divinity within us. And so as we leave, there's an extra angel who is with us for the duration that that Eucharist retains being the body, blood, soul, and divinity, about 10 or 15 minutes. So we have an extra angel with us each and every time we receive the Eucharist. Also, we have angels who are around us at every moment, protecting us, guiding us, giving us the messages that God is trying to give us, because that is what an angel does. Brothers and sisters, every good work which you do, and every evil work which you do, when you are acting in accordance with the Spirit of God, and when you are acting contrary to it in your sins, angels are around. They're present to us. The supernatural is closer to us, really, than the natural is. And so what our Lord is calling us to, St. Paul is beckoning us here at the very end of Hebrews, is saying, look, pay attention. The supernatural reality is everywhere. Angels are present. You are entertaining them. They are watching you because they want to see you succeed in your relationship with God. You are entertaining them, and they are entertained pleasurably when you respond generously to God. They are dismayed at those moments when you sin, because they're there encouraging you each and every step of the way. Brothers and sisters, recognize we're not alone. And at every moment we have access to these angels, especially to our own guardian angel. So today, as you receive the Eucharist, I want you to be conscious of two things. One, you have your own guardian angel. Have a relationship with him. Secondly, when you receive Jesus, there is an angel which is accompanying you to your seat, to your pew. who is praying to Jesus who is in you probably more than you are. And when you leave from this place, that angel continues to go with you until your system digests our Lord. Realize you're not alone, but God's presence is present here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.